We live in a fast-paced and hectic world where it's easy to feel overwhelmed, stressed, and out of control. How do you manage all the competing pressures without losing sense of yourself? How do you stay focused enough to not only plot a path, but follow it? Welcome to Recovery Road, a show that offers inspiration, insight, and intelligence, as well as success stories from many walks of life that can show you how you can control your own destiny. Our knowledgeable and entertaining host and her guests give practical advice that you can use every day in the quest to master your life. Now, here's your host, Leah Mattinson.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to today's show. I'm so excited to have each and every one of you joining us wherever it is that you are from on this beautiful planet that we inhabit. I want to welcome each one of you and invite you to not only tune in yourselves, but to invite family and friends right now to tune into this episode of Master Your Life, because it's a very important one where I'm introducing you all, my beautiful, wonderful, much appreciated. I'm so grateful for each and every one of you audience to this beautiful woman who is a master herbologist, Erica Ramelli. Erica, welcome to the show today.
Hello, beautiful friend. Thank you so much for having me here. It's an honor to complain the world with you. Thank you.
It's so much fun. So much fun. So Erica, I've invited her to do a series with me. So I want you to make sure that you're tuning in and watching for our social media posts. Come to masteryourlife.ca if you want to see us on the video version of this audio podcast.
Woo, woo.
Woo, woo. Exactly. So don't miss that. Don't miss that. So Erica is this beautiful soul who I met several months ago and who we've been, you know, percolating the idea of how she can come onto the show and how can she be of service to you, my beautiful audience who are trying to master your life. Erica herself has a wonderful story. I'm going to share just a snippet of it and then ask her to get into it in more detail. But Erica is this master herbalist. She comes from a very interesting background, not only how she arrived on this planet, but her parents are Colombian and from Switzerland. So she has this very, very wild and interesting path. And I call it wild, not in terms of it being so far out there, but just beautiful and very different, not kind of the norm. And that is can be very helpful to you, our listenership, in terms of how you actually master your own life in all areas. So Erica, again, welcome to the show. Let's talk about how did you come into this crazy place we call planet Earth?
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
You, sweet friend. Well, yes, it was definitely a very unique arrival in the sense that I was born with something called being hypersensorial. And throughout the ages, we've had different nicknames for what that means. Mm-hmm. And it's just someone who was born a little clairaudient with the ability to see and hear or sense particles of energy that maybe belonged to this or a different dimension. So I want to leave this very open.
Sure.
But some people call it a little witch. Some people call it an indigo child. Some people have called it, I don't know, just there's all different spiritual traditions that label it or name it. And I am not attached to the title. Okay. The title doesn't really matter. But what matters is that when you arrive and you sense reality in such a different way, it allows you to have a sense of expansive notion for what reality even is. Mm-hmm. So when people define certain concepts and you're able to see an aura around people, or you're able to see or hear a very intuitive calling telling you turn right, turn left, or walk away, and you just kind of follow that, let's call it that voice, that God voice, that spiritual voice, that higher self voice, again, whatever, the title that works for you is perfect. It makes a very interesting beginning of life. So I, like I said, was seeing colors, which what today we have words for them. But back in the day, my beautiful mom did not know what I was talking about. My mother is from Colombia. She's an artist. I was born in Colombia, And that's why the accent, I think we can get that out of the way immediately.
Yes. Where's that girl from?
Yeah, people are trying to place it. Wait, there's an accent. So yes, my mom is from Colombia and I grew up in Switzerland, actually. We moved to Switzerland when I was a child and I grew up there until I was 14. So French, Spanish were kind of my base languages. But having said that, my grandfather on my father's side mm-hmm. had been a medium or was known to have these kind of hypersensorial abilities. And it just so happened that it just kind of inherited them in a way, or did I? Because this is where it gets interesting. I truly firmly believe we all have the ability within us. Some people are born with it a little more developed than others, just like some people can paint beautifully since they're children, they're just very talented. I can paint a cow and he would be a dog or a donkey. It's not, we're really not quite sure, but I'm sure that we could go through art school and then you paint beautifully. Or people are born with a naturally beautiful voice, or they can probably go to voice lessons and then eventually coach that aspect. So for me, it's very important to kind of mention that I did not think, or to even today, I don't think I was born special in any way. I think it was just a gift that was a little more developed and that I've made it my life to teach other individuals how to access that innate potentiality and activate that ability to really transcend the third dimensional density into spaces that really allow you to be more intuitive or maybe heal or materialize life with more abundance and really, in a sense, get more control of your life. Right. So that was kind of the beginning of it all.
Right. So for people who are going, ooh, that sounds pretty woo-woo, like too mm-hmm. much woo. Hold on a minute, Erica. You also have gone to university for a couple of things that might interest the folks who are tuning in that are not so woo-woo. So where did you go to school? What's your actual other training that people might go, oh, she's grounded and rooted also.
Thank you for bringing me back. Yes. Yes. So I did go to school to study business, and I did a minor in management and another one in economy. Why? With the intention to one day have a company that guides people into how to gain control of their life by managing stress. So that's really what I do in a very logical, anchored, tangible way. And today I have a company, it's called Better Humans, and we coach corporate executives and individuals all over the world on how to stay balanced and well with some really cool tools. So I have 5 degrees actually, and a master's degree at the end with pure herbology. So the idea was to, how do we anchor these kind of sensitivities in a way that would be practical and usable for day-to-day life in our urban lives?
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So the whole stress management thing is high. I would say the number one thing that people are trying to heal from right now or cope with, kind of in a general umbrella sort of sense of things. So again, why I wanted to have you on the show to do a series, because people are really struggling with this right now. And it's not only affecting them personally, it's affecting their relationships, their families, if they're caregiving other people, if they're taking care of little ones, it really is across the spectrum of human beings that are really living in a time where they're noticing more and more what's making them ill is somehow stress related. So thank you again for coming on this series with your expertise and your mastery. Maybe you can also share with the listening audience sort of other projects that you've worked on, things that have enriched your university experience, so to speak, your postdoctoral hours, where you did those things. As people ask that, they'll say, well, did she do anything in the real world or was it all in school? You know, because
Thank you. So to go back to that specific question, I think there's 2 different branches to that. The first one is, yes, I worked in corporate America. I had a job and I woke up early and put on heels and suits and pearls and showed up to work and ran schedules and agendas. Mm-hmm. And what was really cool is that I was able to practice with my team and the individuals I managed some of these techniques of how to manage stress in order to attract what we desire. Super simple. And that comes with how you eat, how you think, how you act. And all that was bundled into a sales model. So that is literally how I started. For 20 years now, I've been coaching, but for those 20 years, 10 were in corporate America. Mm-hmm. And I got to kind of practice these ideas in a very formal setting, so to speak. Now, there's another aspect to that, and it's my father in the conversations I had with him. So he's an engineer. He's a Swiss engineer and retired from the European aerospace base, launching rockets, like for real.
Well, what kind of conversations would you have with Dad?
Exactly. Yes. So for him to have someone at home who's quite sensitive, right? But it was never, like you mentioned, in this woo-woo way, in this hippie kind of ungrounded way. It was actually very grounded in how particles move. So it was about energy, and it was about energy transfer in quantum physics and the quantum mechanics. And so those were my conversations as a kid and as a teenager. So I studied with amazing neuroscientists and went to meet with actually Richie Davidson and some of the people from the Mind Life Institute were absolutely fantastic, were some of my teachers, Upaya Zen Center in New Mexico, where I lived for a while, is incredible. They have programs called the Zen Brain Retreat. So I studied with individuals that really understood the science behind the transfer of particles, of energy, of vibration. And then I also met the balancing opposite side of that yin yang, meeting Indigenous elders and First Nation elders and spending time with Indigenous communities, trying to understand how they healed. So my go-to is, what do people do around the world to stay happy, balanced, and healthy? That's my jam.
Yes.
And how do they do that using what they have around them? So obviously for different groups, if they're on the very scientific side, they're going to have incredible technology. And if they're more native, they're going to be relying on the energies of our Mother Earth and their cosmologies and the plants that they have around. And I became kind of the translator of these two worlds and created a very simple path, practical tools and manuals that people can use in a daily life without having to meet with neuroscientists and without having to meet with Indigenous people. So I kind of bring this, hey, there's a sense of energy transfer, of balance that is around us and needs to be respected. So plants are how I help people stay happy, healthy, and balanced, and lots of really cool practices of meditation and mindfulness. So I studied with individuals in Asia, in Ayurveda, Chinese medicine, went to India, Thailand, Vietnam, Canada, Peru, obviously Colombia, and met with incredible people that really marked my path and gave me incredible tools.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 Regenex clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Yeah, I think that is what was one of the things that struck me is just the expansiveness of who you have worked with and where you've been in the world, which really can help people when they're looking for help that's meaningful for them. So being able to meet people where they're at is important in helping people to heal, as opposed to kind of being the guru on the mount, just sort of, you know, spewing off whatever sort of the logic is for the day or the thing for the day. Because you've been around, you understand that there is an energetic exchange that happens with people that's really important to their healing. So tell me about, why do you care about people?
Oh, what a beautiful question. I love it. I love, you know, mankind is the masterpiece of the universe. We are. We've forgotten how incredibly amazing we are. And to see that we could tap into this innate gifts and really use them would ease a lot of the root causes of dis-ease, of stress, of inflammation, and that later on lead to anxiety and depression and inflammation and pain and whatever else. But nothing happens, Miss Leah, nothing happens physically without it first happening energetically. And I think that sometimes our beautiful human race forgets that we are energetic beings. Condensed, right? Because our molecules are quite dense, but molecules are composed by very beautiful, highly vibrant atoms of energy. And if we're able to really tap into that, again, no woo-woo, just very simple energetic principles, and manage that, wow, the things we can achieve.
Yes, and that's very counter what is told to people right now. That they are not amazing at all, that we're flawed, we're messed up, we're total screwballs from the time, even before, maybe even when we're thought of coming into this planet, you are a loser, you've got problems, you're going to kill your fellow man, you know, all of this. We've fallen before we've even been given the chance. So this is a really diametrically opposed position to what most people think. That's why, again, you and I resonate so well together. And when people go, what does the word energy mean? Really, even if you go to that, so it, you feel something first, even if it's at that very, what do you call it? Like arcane level. If it's your first
that gut response, feeling. Yeah.
That's right. So that instinctual response, or the instinctual feeling, happens first, and scientists can measure this in our neurology. So this is not something that's woo-woo. It's something that's very much measurable. This is not quantum physics. This is just what happens in your own neurology and our own makeup and our own, like our 3D bodies, you know. So we're taught to live this. When you get here, you're a spiritual being. That's what we're taught. Oh, it's like, forget your body. People who are spiritual are just spiritual. They forget their body. We're here in this 3D body. And again, why we resonated so well, Erica, and I wanted to have you on, is because there wasn't this disconnect between spirituality and our 3D body. We have got to take care of this body that we're in order to experience or to display our spirituality, our spiritual nature. It's divine. And so that part, I just went, oh yeah, we got to talk. We got to get on here and talk about people and get them to write down. So get out your pen and paper. I am amazing. Just write that down.
We are amazing. And I am absolutely in love. You know, after coaching so many individuals around the world for so many years, I get amazed every time they have this aha moment of an experience that really transforms their life, or they're able to heal, or they're able to manifest something that they've been wishing and dreaming about for a while. And every time that happens, I go, wow, mankind is so incredible. And we, like you said earlier, we expect the worst of people. A lot of individuals just go, you know, you can't trust, you need to be on guard. And if you live like that, life has to deliver what you visualize. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, your experiences are not going to be as pleasurable. The moment you change the psyche, the narrative, and you really tap into what is that you do want, you begin to attract that. Mm-hmm. And when you remember how incredible you are as human beings, mm-hmm. and that you have the power to change the narrative, I call that kind of like this world of magic begins to happen, because it's short of miracles. It's you go, wow, how did this person know? How did this happen? And we step out of the how into the intuitive knowing. Mm-hmm. It's such a pleasant way to live. Yeah. Such a happy place to live.
It is. Can I get a little personal and ask you, can we get a little personal, Erica? She's like,
oh. Go for it.
I'm going for it. I've got to ask, have you had experiences where you yourself have gone, not feeling that awesome? Because it's like I think people look at people who look pretty physically healthy and they go, or they hear uplifting messages and they think, wow, they've had an easy life. Mm-hmm. Must have had an easy life. If you're, you know, looking like this and feeling like this and teaching this stuff, must have had an easy life. What personally have you gone through that's helped to inform this path that you have taken?
I think the relationship we see to hardships is so personal, right? Everyone will have a story that to them was traumatic or difficult or a moment where they were not at their best. And more or less traumatic is really just a question of personal relationship to it. Okay. So getting personal, I have not had a very traumatic experience in the sense of the term, but I've had also a series of very unique, interesting life sequences that forced me to become authentic and adaptable. So we moved a lot. I went to 7 schools and changing countries and changing cultures multiple times. I've lived in 15 cities and 5 different countries altogether. I mean, it forces you to have emotional elasticity and to really open your mind to be more adaptable and accepting of other ways. That's mm-hmm. it. And when you live like that, it shows the commonalities that we all go through. Mm-hmm. Right? I'll give you an example. I remember my mom, who's an artist, having a stressful meltdown because she could not find green number, whatever it was, let's say green number 7 for this particular painting she was doing.
Sure.
On the same lunch, my father was stressed because the rocket was not going to be able to be launched because of weather circumstances. And this was going to cost billions of euros of a 2-day delay. Both stressed. Now, my dad says, okay, paint doesn't matter. Pick a different color. It'll be fine.
Right.
But for my mom, and that was her craft, that was important.
Sure.
So what I want to answer your question with the story that it is our perception of what's important to us. Mm-hmm. And if we're able to change our narratives, then we're able to change our relationship to stress and pain and therefore suffering.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Beautifully put. I've done the same thing. So we moved. I remember my son saying 17 times by the time they had hit university age. We moved a lot. And some people go, man, you are a gypsy or you're a nomad. And I'm like, no, I'm moving where the opportunity is and where people are saying, yeah, let's work together. Let's spend time together. So those things are different than what the regular, you know, maybe people's regular story is. However, that was ours. And so I just said, oh, we're moving again. Time to clean house. Oh, moving again. Time to have a garage sale. just think about how fun it's going to be to meet new people.
And if the parents are happy and adaptable, the kids are going to be happy and adaptable. Like there's a certain, that's again, kind of like that energetic vibe that I go back to, that it's how we view life mm-hmm. that we experience it. Hmm?
Yes. And I think too, sometimes they're, even if they're not, because this, I do have children, so I'll speak to this. Even if they're not, they have an appreciation for things that then is the fodder of life, right? That's what you actually mm-hmm. talk about. That's what you draw strength from. So maybe not everyone is going to be happy 100% of the time. And that's also our responsibility to notice when we're not feeling happy and notice those feelings, notice that energy, and then going, okay, how do I change that? Transmute it? Do I have control over it? No. Because when you're 11 or 12 years old, maybe you don't have control over where you live. You, mm-hmm. you know, you only have control of your feelings and, mm-hmm. and your thinkings. And sometimes mm-hmm. your parents aren't nice and singing, you know, hi ho, hi ho. Like they're just not.
They're not.
They're not. So
And so, you know, yeah. I want to speak to that for a second mm-hmm. because a lot of individuals, I coach so many people and yes. they all have a story of something that happened to them. And with that, they justify their current behavior. Mm-hmm. And so I want to quickly tap into that. If you are listening right now, and if you've had a story in your past that was maybe something that you consider not so pleasant, or difficult or traumatic or whatever term you want to add to that, you have today the power to change that narrative. We all have stories of things that happened to us. And today I invite you to just laugh and go, wow, whew, that was crazy. Okay, well, that was that. And now what? And just with that lightness, you know, you just said, I moved and we just picked up and went and we did the same. There's a sense of detachment that is so important and goes against what society is teaching us. Society teaches us attached to your things, your house, your stuff, right?
Yes.
Your life. So just, I invite you to detach and be in the flow and change the narrative and laugh about what happened. You're like, whoa, woo, yeah, crazy. Mm-hmm. Now what? And regain yes. control of that story.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Love it. Great example. And I hope you're all tuning into this on video, because if you could see the smile on our faces as we're talking about this, just watching people who are happy is also, and talking about good, juicy topics is an elevation to the spirit. And again, thank you, Erica, for bringing your best smiling self to every meeting that we've had in the past to get these podcasts going, because it is a lot of work behind the scenes and a lot of joy behind the scenes that I think the audience is going to really appreciate being. It's like I was watching TV the other day because I had to with my parents, and it was just, it's like torment watching the amount of sad mm-hmm. things that are on there, you know. So in terms of stress management and what we do, what you're doing in the world, bringing forward your brand and your work is really about helping people to dial into this beautiful, almost unicorn energy, let's call it, because mm-hmm. people go, I can't be that. I can't be that energy. I can't be that shiny, smiley, happy. Absolutely, yes, you can. So I want everyone to kind of mm-hmm. come over to the masteryourlife.ca website and watch this video version of the podcast, if at all possible for you. Yes, exactly. Erica's blowing kisses.
Blowing kisses to everyone. Yes.
Erica's blowing kisses, exactly. So those of you who are just listening in on the podcast are not going to catch all that awesome sauce. And now back to you, Erica. Tell us about if somebody was meeting you for the first time, what would be the first three things that you would like them to know about you?
Oh, I love that question. The first thing is that I am authentic. What you see is what you get, and it is going to be the same regardless of any scenario, because that also builds trust. Like knowing that you are getting someone who's showing up with the best energy possible on every day. I'm authentic. So that would be number one. Number two is that I love to cook. And as an herbalist, right? Mm-hmm. So I use plants and herbs and spices as my medicine. Like that is literally how I communicate love. So I love to cook, and I love to incorporate a lot of medicinal ingredients so that when people eat my food, then they feel uplifted or healed, or they feel ready for bed, or whatever it is that is needed at that moment to help them ease into life. So I love to cook. And the third thing is that, the third thing they would know about me. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Stay
tuned. It'll come. The third thing. Yeah. Something amazing. I'm very adventurous.
Very adventurous.
Yes. I'm very adventurous. And that's because I trust the basic goodness of mankind.
Nice.
I firmly believe we are all born with an innate basic goodness. And it is sometimes due to our circumstances that people tend to behave in maybe not such an empowered way. But I do believe that if we resonate, if we expect the best out of people, people sense that and they will deliver their best back.
I love it.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I want to dial in a little bit more. So everyone who's listening to the show, watching the show, make sure you have out your pen and paper, because I'm going to ask Erica now to divulge secrets of cooking. because she said number two was her favorite. And we love to give people takeaways on the Master Your Life show, because we want you to be able to actually activate on this wisdom that Erica is saying. And she's so open and willing to share also, which is awesome. So you love to cook. That's the number two thing people are going to know about you. We're sitting together at the restaurant and I say, Erica, please tell me, what are the three spices or three things I should do to my food to make it taste great? What would be the top three things that you would say? Get these in your cupboard, get these on the pantry, start going.
Yes. Okay. So I believe that we should all use citrus at some point in any form throughout your day, because it helps rise the pH of the body. So you want to be a little more alkaline. A lot of our foods put us in an acidic state. And when I speak about alkalinity, okay, let's say, for example, a lemon citrus, people think, oh, wait a second, but how is that alkaline when I taste it and it's actually quite acidic? Well, it's not about the taste in your mouth. It's about the post-metabolic ash. So once it's been digested, what is the residual there? That's what we're looking at. And we want that residual to be alkaline forming, right? So citruses are amazing for that. They balance a lot of our acidic forming lifestyle. Then my number two would be something spicy. So something to heat up the body. It could be ginger. It could be hot peppers. It could be cinnamon, right? So any of those ingredients that heat up the body are incredible to help with circulation as an anti-inflammatory, to reduce pains. And I think everyone should have something spicy in their cabinet. So that's my two. And my three, I might need to do four, but okay. Okay. Three, turmeric, curcumin, just because it's a yellow powder of a root called turmeric. And the active compound of that is curcumin. And if you consume about at least, let's say 500 milligrams of turmeric or curcumin a day, it has this incredible longevity boosting cell healing property to improve your digestion, your mind. Actually, you and I know of this amazing product. Mm-hmm. I love the Projuvenol, right?
Yes.
And one of the key ingredients of that, which is one of my favorites of all time, do you have one there? Okay, great. is the ability to regenerate cells, and it has curcumin. So two teaspoons of turmeric have about 200 milligrams of curcumin, which is the active ingredient. So you do want about 2.5 teaspoons of curcumin a day or turmeric a day. You can add it to your eggs. You can add it to your rice. It's going to look yellow. Who cares? It's amazing for you. So that would be my go-to. You can do golden milk. The golden milk recipe is amazing. So just hit me on social media. I'll be happy to send a recipe to you. So those are great. And then another one that is my absolute go-to, you all need to have this around, either grow it or buy it, is any kind of menthol family. Mm-hmm. So the mint, the spearmint, oregano, rosemary, those have menthol. And they're incredible for your immune system. So either growing them, like I said, or buying them and keeping them there. You can make medicine with that. You can make infusions. You can make salves. So definitely a very key ingredient to have. And they're cooling. So now you have in your cupboard something that's heating and something that's cooling. Super important as basic alternative remedies to have at home. So those would be my four.
Love it. I love it. So everyone, I hope you had out your pen and paper. I asked her for three. She gave us four, but she actually gave us four in the four of each one. So you got about 16 different ways of improving. Woo-hoo! 16. That's like a magical number, right? It's got to be. So there's lots of really good, rich content here. So when people aren't feeling well, what are the things? Let's dial into what happens in the body in stress and then talk about how somebody could use those things mm-hmm. to actually calm down their central nervous system. Because when stress is activated, we get in a closed position, you know, we're not breathing, we're not feeling good, everything's tight, maybe getting cold, short of breath. What are other things that people are doing when they're stressed, do you think, physiologically?
I think the first question is for people to really begin to be in touch with themselves and recognizing if they're overly excited. So are we talking about jealousy and anger and this kind of outburst of energy that comes out maybe in a rude verbal way? That is a lot of heat, and you need therefore to have some mint tea or something to cool you down, to anchor you, to do some earthing, walk barefoot on the ground. So ground yourself. Or is it caused by depletion? Maybe you're fatigued and you're tired and you're overwhelmed with life and your kidneys, in that sense, your vitality is depleted. Then you need a little heat. You need maybe a nice apple cider right now with some cinnamon. Those would be wonderful. And there's a reason why in certain seasons we tend to consume certain spices or certain ingredients, because they do match that particular season. So if you feel cold, if you feel depleted, if you feel tired, adding some cinnamon to your life, something a little warm and comforting, would be lovely. Cacao, I mean, as a Colombian, as a South American medicine woman, of course, cacao is one of my go-tos. So adding cinnamon to your cacao and making a nice hot chocolate is one of the best medicines physically and emotionally for any human, from the little ones all the way to the grown-ups.
Yeah, beautiful. How does it? How do people get good quality cacao? How do they know
that that's? Oh. Okay. Well, one, they can reach out to me. We have this incredible raw ceremonial grade cacao from Peru. So I'm very picky about where I source my ingredients. Mm-hmm. I've done obviously a lot of research, and that was for myself. Yes. So that's one way. But you do want something that has the word raw in them. Mm. Okay. Because that is how you keep a lot of the good medicinal compounds that are in the plant, in this amazing superfoods. So a lot of the magnesium to relax the body. So a lot of the flavanols that are in it, that boost longevity. So make sure that the word in it is cacao. And definitely, if you're buying a powdered chocolate, okay, that is already a big no. So just the fact that it says chocolate in the front, chocolate is a word that means cacao mixed with something. Mm. That's what the word chocolate means. It means you took the raw ingredient, which is a cocoa or a cacao, and you mixed it with sugar, milk, water, or other ingredients. And that new mixture is chocolate. So please buy raw cacao. Cocoa. And then you can at home add some cinnamon powder to it, add some milk, add some water, add some cloves, and you make your chocolate.
Your own little hot chocolate or your own little chocolate. I yes. love it. Those are really important tips, Erica, because I think too, it's like with when people buy gemstones and they don't buy raw gemstones and they wonder why they don't get kind of the healing affect, mm-hmm. is because the rawness has been taken away, things have been heated, and they're
made in a lab.
Yeah. Yeah. Made in a lab. Exactly. Yes. So they're not, it's not the same thing as what comes from Mother Nature, from Mother Earth. So beautifully, beautifully put. And we are in the season right now of it being quite cool out. I would talk ad nauseum about how to heat up the body using Qigong because we're about to get into snow shoveling and all that. So for people who want to know more about how to get your body in shape, and moving with the nutrition that Erica's talking about. And I talk about it like this is fuel for your body. Mm-hmm. The fuel of all of these spices, herbs, cacao, that is how you're fueling this vessel that you're in. Going back to the beginning of the show where we were talking about, we live here in this 3D body. How mm-hmm. are you showing that you care for this mm-hmm. 3D body? And part of it is educating yourself. And then the second part is activating on that. So mm-hmm. Erica's been so gracious to share all these wisdoms, knowledge for free, because if you're paying somebody to actually go and see a naturopath, a holistic practitioner, an Ayurvedic person, not only would you have to take the day off to go for the appointment if you could find a practitioner in your area, but you would also need to then get things from them, so your time, all of that stuff. Erica has been just so generous with giving out all this wisdom that actually works. Can you share a story of somebody who's had some kind of a healing story?
Oh, I have so many. This is awesome. Like I said earlier, I am quite a nerd in the sense that I wanted the technology and I wanted the technology mixed with herbs. So when someone comes to see me, we do a big analysis, a bioresonance scan. So use technology to get imprints of vibration in the body. This gentleman came to see me. He had diabetes, neuropathy on his foot. He couldn't feel his foot for 7 years. Actually, he went from doctor to doctor. At some point, they said they were going to amputate his foot.
Yes.
Someone passed a card and said, I know this girl. He reached out. He came to see me, and I have these lights called Tesla energy lights. Mm-hmm. So by changing his diet and by changing his stress markers, just how he coped with stress, and putting him under the Tesla energy lights, this individual, after just a month and a half mm-hmm. of coming twice a week to see me, he gets up from that treatment bed with eyes full of tears. And he says to me, "I can feel my foot." Yeah. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
We were both crying. I was jumping. I was so proud of him. Amazing to have an individual that for 7 years could barely walk. They were going to cut his foot off.
Yes, it's crazy.
And now
it's like, oh my goodness.
He was able to feel it. We kept on doing some treatments. He regained sensation. He could move his toes. So we really activated with some amazing supplements. Mm-hmm. Some good mindfulness practices, vibration, music. I'm all about that. We'll talk about that on a different show. And technology. So bioresonance and Tesla lights, we were able to restore the flow, the vitality through this gentleman's body to restore health.
Yes.
That's one of my favorite ones.
Yeah, it's beautiful. It is beautiful because can you imagine somebody wanting to chop off your foot? Like I just am, like, holy man. And that people are not, most people, if you're only dealing in allopathic medicine, you really don't think you have a chance of fixing and curing a lot of things. We know better, you know, so mm-hmm. through our own experiences in our health, in people's health, who we've helped through our coaching practices, curing people of things like fatty liver disease, like completely possible. Mm-hmm. We've got a generation of young people now coming up that are really suicidal ideation, problems like this in the general population that never occurred before, existed before. And they're real problems in our own neurology and in our family's neurology. So We're at this point right now. We've got about 3 minutes left, Erica, where just maybe we can dial into what is your plan for making the world a better place? Because this is not just about, you know, it is about being better humans. And that is your jam. So talk about it. Tell us what you're up to.
I think the first plan is this: meeting with incredible human beings like you. Mm-hmm. that get that we have the power through conscious awakening to really activate a better self, a better us. And how do we do that? By building tribe, by association, by being with people that are inspiring, by eating healthy foods that are high in vibration. You talked a little bit about depression and about anxiety and about suicidal rates going up. That's a lot of time due to lack of being outside. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the vitality of the earth, and then malnutrition. So our body lacks the nutrients to be able to work properly. So if we're able to unite and activate consciousness by giving people just some very simple tools, again, guys, I'm all about keeping it simple and practical. So things with lemon, boost your pH, listen to certain frequencies like 528 hertz and 432 hertz, music through stereo headphones that allow you to rebalance the brain waves, go on a walk, hang out with people you love and make you laugh. These things that really allow your own vibration, your own biofield vibration to rise, you will notice that you do not need to ever be in a diet again, because your body naturally begins to crave these new foods. So you just do it gradually and you become better humans that way. So could you be a better human this week? Just make one choice, stick to it for a week, and then pick another one next week. Keep it simple.
Yeah, I love it. Such great wisdom, Erica. And so people can find you through the social media that we're going to post on the website. They can find you through show notes. I want to invite people to really follow along on the journey of healing that we're going to be on pretty darn regularly. So
I love this.
It's exciting for us to bring forward all of this information, because again, it's like the keep it simple, sweetie thing. When Erica and I met and I said, it's like, I'm a Qigong teacher. And so I'm doing the playful body movements and Erica's saying, okay, like let's pair that Qigong thing with the herb.
With this tea. Yeah.
With the tea. And then it is honestly, it's the neurons that wire together, fire together, wire together, and you amplify the healing. modality by doing all these things. So a shameless shout out to all the best and the brightest technology that we've come across because of our journeys. And we thank everyone for tuning into this episode. Erica, any final words?
Thank you. Please connect with me if you've listened to the show today. I look forward to saying hi. I am approachable. I am right here. I have tons of tools ready to share them with you. So please don't hesitate to stop by my Insta, say hello, or Facebook. Can't wait to meet you. Awesome. Thank you, sweet cosmic sister. Love hanging out with you. You're amazing. Thank you for having me on the show today.
Been my absolute pleasure. So everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Come to masteryourlife.ca to see all the offerings that we both have and the other wonderful people that are there for your health and healing. Love yourselves. Love each other. Mind your minds. That's all for us. Bye for now.
Thank you for being a part of our program today. Master Your Life is a presentation of Leah Mattinson Enterprises, Inc. Join us next time on Master Your Life, helping you to discover the very best of you.